This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United Nations says it deplores North Korea's decision over the weekend to remove UN surveillance cameras and other monitoring equipment from its nuclear facilities. The equipment was installed in 1994 to ensure North Korea would not use its large stockpile of plutonium to produce nuclear weapons. North Korea says it's restarting its nuclear program to produce electricity. But the United States believes North Korea is poised to produce several nuclear weapons within months. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The UN cameras and other surveillance gear were, for the past 8 years, the world's eyes and ears inside North Korea. They were put in place in 1994 as part of a deal where North Korea agreed to freeze its nuclear weapons program in exchange for energy supplies from the U.S. and its allies. The U.S. cut off those supplies after North Korea confessed to developing a secret uranium enrichment program. Mark Gwozdecki, spokesman for the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog agency, says North Korea considers the 1994 agreement dead.
So they believe that that whole agreed framework deal has broken down, and therefore their end of the bargain that is keeping those facilities frozen is no longer obligatory, and so they're lifting that freeze, and they're going to restart those facilities. And of course, the concern is that not only in operating the reactor, but if they begin to reprocess the spent fuel from the reactor, they will be in a position to begin to extract even more plutonium.
Enough plutonium, experts say, to produce as many as half a dozen nuclear weapons in a relatively short period of time, 5 or 6 months. That's in addition to the 1 or 2 nuclear bombs that many believe North Korea already possesses. Some say the timing of this latest escalation is no coincidence. Washington is distracted by a showdown with Iraq over its alleged weapons of mass destruction, and the South Korean government is in transition. Taeyo Kim is an analyst with the Korea Institute for Defense Analysis in Seoul.
And those Koreans are taking advantage of the timing, the election of a new president here in South Korea, who is very generous about North Korea. So North Korea is testing both South Korea and the United States.
What the North Koreans haven't bargained on is that the Bush administration won't bargain.
Scott Snyder is Korea representative for the Asia Foundation. He says that North Korea is misguided if it believes it can strike a deal with President Bush, similar to the one it made with then-President Clinton in 1994. For now, the Bush administration, says Snyder, seems content to let North Korea pursue a self-destructive policy.
Thus far, the presumption of the Bush administration appears to be that the North Korean actions themselves are self-isolating, and that every step in the direction of crisis that the North is taking is actually indirectly helping to build the international coalition that would be necessary in order to squeeze North Korea and to isolate it further economically.
The U.S. is trying to maintain international pressure on North Korea, rallying support from its allies in the region, as well as from Russia and China. Meanwhile, North Korea continues to ratchet up the pressure itself in what one analyst here described as a high-stakes game of chicken. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.